25. The Gemara in Chulin says that snown, if you cut a radish with a fleshig knife, it can't be eaten with kutach, with the dairy yogurt, and that's because the whole radish becomes fleshig. That is the first category. Mahani milit snown da'agav chorfei bala, because it's sharp. Aval kishos garar lebe paske v'achil. If it's cucumbers, kishos is one of the several synonyms for cucumbers that we'll find in this topic. So cucumbers, you scrape the place that was cut, and then you can eat them with the kutach. So even though they did get some fleshik residue on them, they're not sharp, so it doesn't, the cucumbers are not sharp, it doesn't absorb, seemingly, that's what it's saying. It doesn't absorb past the most superficial layer. So let's say you chopped your cucumber in two, both of the sides that you cut, both sides of this of the cut of the slice, they have to, each has to be scraped. And then, so that's the second category. So you've got radish, cucumber, and then the third is kilche de lifta, which is turnip stalks. It, the Gemara says, is shari. That's permitted. It says with porridge in the translation here. I'm not sure what that is referring to. We're not talking about porridge, we're talking about kutach. So, so this third category is ambiguous. But it's very relevant. The question is something that is there's a difference, and we'll talk more about what the difference is in a moment between kishos and kilche delifta, the cucumbers and turnip stalks. You don't have to scrape turnip stalks; that is clear, but do you not have to do anything? They're just, you could just eat them with kutach as is, even though they were cut with a fleshik knife, or perhaps you need to wash them, but you just don't have to scrape them. So the Ran Paskins, he understands this Gemara that they don't require any washing, because even though there may be residue on the knife, they have a sweet taste. And according to Rajba, no, they do. They don't have a sweet taste that nullifies the fleshik flavor. They need to be washed. So everything, at the minimum, needs to be washed. So based on that, the Ran asks what the difference is between cucumbers and kilche delifta, these turnip stalks. Why is it sufficient to rinse the latter, but the former, the cucumbers, need scraping? For us, this is a very consequential question, because if you live in a larger Jewish community with a lot of kosher stores, or at least a kosher fish store, or like a regular kosher butcher, I mean, okay, we have a couple kosher butchers, but they don't have much fresh fish. You just buy your fish at a kosher store, right? So this whole, even if we'll be strict about fish, it's a rare occurrence. Or let's say another ramification of this that we'll see in a moment is buying fruit, cut up fruit in a store. And we also dealt with that in the fifth shir as well. But these are relatively rare circumstances for many kosher consumers. But if you live in a place like Phoenix, it's much more relevant how you answer this question of the Ran, what the halach lemaisa is. So let's see the two answers. Before we do that, let's just see footnote 18, because this really addresses that the Shulchan Aruch is taking sides regarding the question of turnips. Do you need to wash them, or is it enough just to rinse, or just to do nothing? So if you look over there, it says, in truth, Ran rules that turnips do not require rinsing at all, because they have a sweet taste which nullifies the taste of the residue of the knife. That sounds like, Alex, that they're not sharp. They're the opposite of sharp. There's a new category called sweet. However, Shulchan Aruch rules like Rashba. So this is a machlokis of how to understand this Gemara, right? The Ran is makel, says you don't need to do anything to the turn up. The Rashba, however, says they require rinsing. Okay, so based on that, we're asking why you can't just do, the Shach is asking why you can't just do the same, for the cucumber. Okay, so now, Shach has two answers. So the Ran has an answer, and the Isser Veheter has an answer. The Ran says that it's not enough. Look at the next page. Vim Tomar Vamai, so it has his question first, Lo Sagi Laho, should say Lahu Badacha. Why is it not sufficient to wash cucumbers? Yishlomer Shemitoch Lachusam Yafshar Ladiach Osan. Since they're moist, you can't wash them off with water. The Adaraba, Alide Hadacha Hayat Nisrach Yoser. It'll become further embedded, you'll make it worse by washing. Fichach Goraid Osam. Therefore, you have to scrape them, and that's enough. Okay, so another thing I wanted to point out, that what is scraping do? And this is something we saw. If you look on at the bottom of this sheet, this is a little kind of a chart that I made back from the fifth shir, the degrees of transfer of Isser. So number one is loklum, nothing happens. You don't have to do anything. Number two is hadacha, washing off. Number three is shifshuv, which is washing and scrubbing. Number four is greira, or greida, which is scraping. And number five is kedei klipa. And the other ones got cut off. But these are the ones we really need right now. So what greida is, it's actually scraping off pieces of the food. It's scraping off the surface. So kedei klipa, if you'll recall, the last one that's on here, number five, that was taking off a peel, a layer, that's taking off a whole layer as one piece, which requires removing more than just scraping pieces off. So that's why it's a more severe level. So greira is actually removing pieces. So the cucumber, you're actually scraping part of the cucumber off. You have to do that because washing it off doesn't work. It makes it worse. What a turnip, though, a turnip is not as moist as a cucumber. Therefore, washing it is fine. It does remove whatever residue is on the knife, and you could eat it with dairy with just washing it. Okay, so the Shach brings another answer from a sefer called Isser Veheter, who has a super interesting shot. V'chein kol davar shehi ketzas charif, anything that's a little sharp, kamo avatiach. Now, avatiach today means a watermelon. It can't mean a watermelon here. They seem to, in the translation, they may take it as another synonym for cucumbers. I'm not sure. V'kishos, again, that's that other word for cucumbers. Let's see, was that the one? That's what the Gemara called them. If cucumbers are sliced with a non-Jew's knife, meaning you assume it has fatty parts from prohibited food on it, so it's not sharp enough to absorb like the radish is. The whole problem is the fat, the actual fat, not the absorbed taste in the knife, but the fatty residue on the knife, that is floating, meaning rather than being absorbed into the cucumber, it still remains on the place where it's sliced. So there he seems to be saying that by peeling it, it's enough. Peeling it, or he seems to be equating peeling with dragging kedisa with scrubbing, scraping. He quotes the Gemara, Kisos Gara Lebe Piske, Aval Kruv. So it's sharp things that you need to, the cucumber sharp. It's a little sharp. It's a new degree of sharpness that requires, the radish is so sharp the whole radish absorbs, but a cucumber is sharp enough that a layer, a thin layer, is absorbed. You don't have to peel it, you could scrape it, but something is absorbed there. Aval kruv, but cabbage, the kaflot, whatever, obusar, or meat, shenechtak b'sakin shalahem, that was cut. These were all cut with a treif knife, v'chein kol davar she'ein charif klal, or anything else is not at all sharp, sagi b'adakim alma, it's enough to just rinse it. So, according to him, this is a very interesting insight. He says cucumbers have some sharpness that absorb just a little bit on the layer. That's why it needs to be scraped. So, the tremendous nafgamina here, the ramification of these two answers, is when is grera or greda, when is scraping required? According to the first answer, it's anything that's moist. You can't just rinse anything that's moist. You have to scrape it. According to the second answer, it's anything that is a little sharp. However, something that's not a little sharp, even though it's moist, you do not have to scrape. You can just rinse. So, can you think of any cases where which one of these answers we accept will affect the halacha in that case? Okay, that is a good example, but it might have different rules because that may absorb. I'm not sure. It's discussed a little bit separately.
Okay. You're not talking about knives, because I'm all confused. Because if it's a kosher knife and it's moist, then you have to scrape it.
Well, it's two cases we're talking about which have the same halacha. We're equating two cases. It's either you have a kosher knife that's a meat knife that has meat residue, or you're cutting something dairy or parv to eat with dairy, or you've got a treif knife with treif residue and you're cutting something kosher like a cucumber or something else, and it's the same question. How do you remove?
Is it the same answer?
Yeah.
Is it a kosher knife or a treif knife?
This halacha is the same in both cases.
So it's the moisture that's important.
Well, we have two answers.
Two answers what? The moisture means you have to scrape it.
Meaning the first answer of why can't you just rinse cucumbers? That's the question, right? So the answer number one, this is the Ron's answer, is that they're moist. Mm-hmm. You can't rinse moist things.
Right.
Answer number two is that you can rinse moist things. You can't rinse slightly sharp things. Cucumbers are slightly sharp. That was the second paragraph on 156. So we just read. Slightly sharp things, they absorb a little bit, and you have to scrape that off.
And they don't have to be moist. If they're sharp, they don't have to be moist. Correct?
Right. Moisture doesn't matter. It's sharpness that matters.
Okay.
It's a new category of sharp, that radishes are so sharp that the whole radish absorbs from the meat knife,
that
or the treif knife.
Scrape.
No, radishes, you can't scrape radishes. Radishes is a strict category. We're talking about cucumbers.
Yeah.
The second answer says that cucumbers are slightly sharp. The whole cucumber doesn't absorb, just the first layer, the outer layer absorbs, and that's why I have to scrape the cucumber.
How does he categorize, like, what's slightly sharp? I mean, I've never noticed that a cucumber is sharp, so, like, how does he figure that out?
That's a great question. You could go either way with this answer. Either you could say that you could be strict and assume that any food that you're not sure if it's sharp or not, you assume it's sharp. Or you could say, you know, you could assume I don't know which you could assume the other way, but I don't think we have a clear, because we don't really, Avatiach can't be talking about a watermelon. Right? Maybe we need a professor to, you know, of.
I looked it in the Jastro.
Yeah.
Which says melons.
Okay.
Which doesn't help that much.
It doesn't help, right.
Melon, you would really have a hard time.
That's for sure not sharp.
Yeah. And kafloat is a leek with a head.
A leek with a head.
Poret. Poret. P-O-R-R-E-T. A leek with a head.
Huh.
Isn't
leek like kind of an oniony type of thing?
I think so, yeah.
So that doesn't make any sense with this, because it's using it as an example of something that's not sharp.
Right. And actually, cabbage, if you ever eaten raw cabbage, I'd say cabbage is sharp. Personally, I would think cabbage is sharp,
mm-hmm.
quite frankly.
Right, like sharper than a cucumber.
I would think
yeah.
cucumber is the most bland of everything. Yeah. So
mm-hmm.
this is the specific example.
See, cucumbers can be bitter, though.
And the fact is that produce 1,000 years ago may have tasted very different than it does today.
Yeah.
The region.
And then in that case, you would probably assume that it goes by, like, nowadays cucumber, like, according to that answer, the nowadays cucumbers would be not sharp.
I would.
The cabbage would be sharp.
Possibly, right. Right.
Is another example like a pepper? Like, if you could, not a jalapeno pepper, but maybe like a yellow pepper from the store. So that's not especially moist. But it might
this is the example that I'm trying to get from you. Is, let's say, an apple. A moist apple. Something that's moist. A watermelon. Something that's moist and definitely not sharp. So according to the first answer here, if a non-kosher restaurant cuts a watermelon, now it's in front of you. Can you eat it as is? This is the question. Can you rinse it off and eat it? According to the first answer, it's moist. Rinsing doesn't help. You need to scrape it. According to the second answer, that the issue is sharpness of a cucumber, that's why I have to scrape, not because of moisture, then if you could just rinse off the watermelon and eat it. Because rinsing helps for fatty residue from a knife. And I have another difference. Fish.
Yeah.
Raw fish. Raw fish seems to be moist.
Yeah.
Maybe you can argue, I don't know.
It's moist.
Yeah. So, do you, according to the first approach, if you use a trafe knife to cut a kosher fish, let's say salmon or anything else, it leaves a residue, and it's, since the fish is moist, you have to scrape it. According to the second approach, that it's the sharpness of the cucumber, then, and moisture doesn't matter, you would not have to scrape fish, you could just rinse it because it's not sharp. The fish is certainly not sharp. Okay, so now what's the halacha? The shach who brings these two approaches doesn't paskit. He doesn't tell us the bottom line. So if you look at number 5 at bottom of page 156, the ruling Barei HaShulchan, which is a contemporary sefer, quotes Chachmas Adam, who rules stringently like the Ran's answer. Therefore, all fruit that is cut with a non-kosher knife requires scraping. Because fruit is considered soft. Okay, we didn't really get into soft and hard. Soft and moist would be, yeah, we would prefer to say that. The Prima Gadim and other poskim rule like the Isser Veheter's answer and say that it is sufficient to wash fruits or other foods that are not sharp. This is the accepted practice from Rav Shraga Feivel Zimmerman. He's, I think I mentioned before, he's a Rav in Gateshead, I believe, in Gateshead in England. It applies the same thing. If you look in the practical application, if one bought fish from a fishmonger or supermarket counter that sells non-kosher fish and was cut with the store's knife, the place where the fish was cut must be washed thoroughly under running water Right? I believe that he's saying he's taking sides like the lenient view here and says you could just rinse it, you don't have to scrape the fish. Okay, so now just getting to the practical halacha and what the OU wrote. So last time this was our bottom line, but without getting into this shock, I think now we know much more. The whole question, this all comes down to the question of the Gemara, of what the Gemara means when it says that the cucumber that was cut with a fleshig knife has to be scraped before eating it with dairy. Is that because it's moist? Then you'd have to scrape your fish. If it's because it's sharp, then you just have to rinse your fish, right? So I think we just have a much better appreciation of what the question is. And if you look on the sheet, this is kind of the first two things we saw last time. So if you look at the OU, this is consistent with what Rabbi Goldberg, their fish expert, said here many times, that you have to scrape it. So we'll see more in a minute where it comes from, but if you look at the end, if it was fish, if it was cut with a dirty non-kosher knife, we'll need to wash it and pass the sharp side of a knife over it. So they're not really saying to scrape. Scrape it means you remove pieces, as we said. They're saying in order to remove the non-kosher residue. They're saying to, really, we'll see in a moment, they're saying to rub it with a knife, basically, with a blade of a knife. The Aruch HaShulchan, he says, he goes a little differently. If you look at the last paragraph, first of all, he seems to paskin like the Ran, that the reason cucumbers need scraping is because of their moisture, which would seem that, oh, if he requires scraping because of moisture of cucumbers, then you should have to scrape fish. But look at the last paragraph. Im chasach dagim besakin shel akum, ashish bo lachas. If you cut fish with the knife of a non-Jew, even though there is moisture in it, meaning in the fish, mikol makom kaven de grero klipa yafshir bedagim, you can't scrape or peel fish. Now, why can't you do that? Maybe you'll lose a lot. Your fish is small, you're going to lose half the fish. That's one thing we'll see in a moment. Maybe the pieces don't come off. I don't know. But let's look at his conclusion. V'lachin hora gadol echad. Therefore, one great posek instructed ladicho to rinse it, ulashafshifo yafa yafa, and to scrub it really well. It's a chavos ya'ir, which we'll see briefly in a second. Okay, that's all we need to see. So he says, so here we see that even if you paskin that you scrape the cucumber because of its moisture, you could still hold the fish doesn't need to be scraped. And we'll look at, by the way, see, he quotes the Chavos Yair to say that you could just rinse it. And the OU, at the end of their thing, quotes the same source saying you have to scrape it with the knife. So what does he hold? Does the Chavos Yair, who, by the way, his name was Yair Chaim Bakrach. Why did he call his sefer Chavos Yair? Because I believe it was his grandmother. He was maybe an orphan. I think his grandmother raised him, and her name was Chava. So he put her name in the sefer as a tribute to her. Chavos Yair. He combined her name and his name. So he has this question in the beginning. If you look at the bold line at the top, Dag Gadol Karfon, a pasuach, is a large karfon fish, which I believe is carp, opened up, meaning it was cut up already. It was like gutted by the fishmonger. Muflag b'shamnunis. It's all fatty. Nishalti mashiyeh ha'Yisrael mutter lachlo. Can a Jew eat this? Is it, even though it was cut with a non-kosher knife? Well, Reisi, I paskin, shiadichenu, v'yishavshef, v'mokum negiyas hasakin, yafa yafa. You should wash it and scrub it in the place where the knife touched it very well, umutter, and it's okay. So then he goes into a little more, which we don't have time really to go into it. But he says, if you look, it's kind of hard to find. It's if you look on the underline, it's like halfway on the end of the line. Bedag hanal, who had din bedag hanal me'achar she'efshar legarero. You can't scrape it l'alchuso because it's moist. V'im nomar l'kalif, and if you say you can peel, you can like cut a peel off of it. Makamachasach, you can the place where it was cut. Yafsid kulo. You're gonna lose the whole fish. Shaklipa who gasakitzas because it's a little thick when you take a peel off. Kadesha tuchalinato kula kachas because you have to take it all. The peel off means you have to take a whole piece off at one time. It has to all be one piece, so it has to be a little thick. So therefore, this is considered like a bidyevet situation. The only option you have is to wash it. But then basically at the beginning he says you wash it very well and scrub it, and then in the parentheses, towards the end of that paragraph, he says, "V'apalpi." It's bolded there at the very end of the line. So that's Haran Hadacha Nivla Yoser. Even though the Ran says, "Oh, something that's moist, you're making it worse by rinsing it." Mikol Makom. So he says, "There's another source that conflicts that." Then he says, at the end of that line, Mikol Makom Marti Shiyifto Yishtof Alav Ma'im. You should wash it with water. V'yavor Alav Bekoach, and you should pass over it with force, with pressure. Chudo shel sakin, the edge, the sharp edge of the blade of the knife. Ugrei ramamish mi baser hadag lo bai, but actual scraping some of the flesh of the fish off is not necessary. So here you have this like middle opinion. On the one hand, he just says to wash it. Then at the end, he says you have to scrape it. So the Aruch HaShulchan looks at this and says you just wash it. The OU looks at this and says you have to scrape it, but not actually take any pieces off. So, bottom line, this our sefer really concludes, you don't even have to put the knife on it. You don't even have to scrub it. It just says, wash it thoroughly. Sounds like from our sefer, you just rinse it. According to the Aruch HaShulchan, you scrub it under the water. According to the OU, you scrub it with the blade of the knife. I would recommend, as we concluded last time, you wash it under the water and scrub it with your hand, and that should be sufficient. Thanks for joining me. Next time, we're going to start the next chapter. But the question is, since Pesach is coming up and it's the time of kashering things, should we skip to the last chapter, which is kashering? Any thoughts from our audience? Any votes?
Arm wrestle over it?
I would probably go with koshering, unless anyone's a stickler for going in order.
That makes sense.
Okay, Alex, you have any?
No, I don't know.
Any qualms? Okay, all right. Thanks, gentlemen.
Thank you.